Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar and today we're Zichud Ksubas Daf Chav Gimel. The second parak, Aisha Shinis Harmola. The Zichud Maseches Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schuz for Hachazachas Torah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. A brice on the bottom Daf Chav Beis Amma Beis stated, Shnaim Omrim Niskadsha, Ushnaim Omrim Mon Niskadsha. If two Edim say that a woman was Mukadeshes and two Edim say she was not, this woman may not marry another man, but if she does, she does not have to leave him. If two Edim say a woman was not divorced, and two Edim say she was, she may not marry another man, and if she does, she must leave him. Rav Ashi explained the difference between the two cases and said the rulings must be reversed. The first case is when the two Edim say, Re'inuha Shinis Kadsha, we saw her become Mukadeshes, and the second set said they did not. When the Gemara says that saying, we haven't seen something, is not a proof, it answers that the case was where the woman and witnesses live in the same chatzer. One might have thought that if she was Mekudeshes, Kala Esla Lamilsa, there would have been a call amongst the neighbors, and it would be known. The Brice is coming to teach Davde Inchin Mekadesh Betzina, that people sometimes are Mekadesh privately, and it's not known. Therefore, she must leave the second husband. But in the second case regarding divorce, one might have thought that if the woman was divorced, Kala Esla Lamilsa, it's something that would be publicized and well known to the neighbors. Therefore, the Brice is coming to teach that people do divorce privately, and if she marries, she does not have to leave the second husband. Point number two, the Gemara brings an incident where captured women were brought to Nardah to be ransomed, and Shmuel's father placed guards over them so they should not be violated by their captors. When Shmuel asked his father what the point was, since no one was guarding them up until now, his father responded that if they were Shmuel's daughters, would he treat them so lightly? His response was like an error proceeding from a ruler, meaning like a royal edict said an error that could not be revoked. And Shmuel's daughters were captured. When they were brought from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, the daughters had their captors stand outside while they went to the Beis Midrash, and each one proclaimed, Nishbesi itohorani, I was captured and I am tahor. Rabbi Chanina permitted them to marry Kohanim. Afterward, the captors entered the Beis Midrash, and Rabbi Chanina said that these women are daughters of a halachic master. Rashi explains that they knew to speak to Beis Din before their captors entered. Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, who was a Kohen and related to them, to go and marry one of them. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, if two women were captured by Nachrim, and Rashi explains that there were witnesses, Zos Omeres Nishbesi Utohorani, Vezos Omeres Nishbesi Utohorani, Inan Ne'emanos. And this one says, I was captured and am Tahor, and this one says, I was captured and am Tahor. They're not believed. Ubizman Shem Me'ido Zo Zo Hare Eo Ne'emanos. But if they testify for one another, they are believed. Rashi explains that the Rabbanim are lenient for a captive woman to believe one witness and even a woman that the captive was not violated. So once again, the three points are number one. A brice on the bottom Daf Chav Beis Amma Beis stated, Shnaim Omrim Niskadsha, Ushnaim Omrim Mon Niskadsha. If two witnesses say that a woman was Mekudeshes and two witnesses say she was not, this woman may not marry another man, but if she does, she does not have to leave him. If two Edim say a woman was not divorced and two Edim say she was, she may not marry another man, and if she does, she must leave him. Rav Ashi explained the difference between the two cases and said the rulings must be reversed. The first case is when the two Edim say, Re'inuha Shinis Kadsha, we saw her become Mukadeshes, and the second set said they did not. When the Gemara says that saying, we haven't seen something, is not a proof, it answers that the case was where the woman and witnesses live in the same chatzer. One might have thought that if she was Mekudeshes, Kala Esla Lamilsa, there would have been a call amongst the neighbors, and it would be known. The Brice is coming to teach, Davde Inchin Mekadesh Betzina, that people sometimes are Mekadesh privately, and it's not known. Therefore, she must leave the second husband. But in the second case regarding divorce, one might have thought that if the woman was divorced, Kala Esla Lamilsa, it's something that would be publicized and well known to the neighbors. Therefore, the Brice is coming to teach that people do divorce privately, and if she marries, she does not have to leave the second husband. Point number two, the Gemara brings an incident where captured women were brought to Nardah to be ransomed, and Shmuel's father placed guards over them so they should not be violated by their captors. When Shmuel asked his father what the point was, since no one was guarding them up until now, his father responded that if they were Shmuel's daughters, would he treat them so lightly? His response was like an error proceeding from a ruler, meaning like a royal edict said an error that could not be revoked. And Shmuel's daughters were captured. When they were brought from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, the daughters had their captors stand outside while they went to the Beis Midrash, and each one proclaimed, Nishbesi itohorani, I was captured and I am tahor. Rabbi Chanina permitted them to marry Kohanim. Afterward, the captors entered the Beis Midrash, and Rabbi Chanina said that these women are daughters of a halachic master. Rashi explains that they knew to speak to Beis Din before their captors entered. Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, who was a Kohen and related to them, to go and marry one of them. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, if two women were captured by Nachrim, and Rashi explains that there were witnesses, Zos Omeres Nishbesi Utohorani, Vezos Omeres Nishbesi Utohorani, Inan Ne'emanos. And this one says, I was captured Enem Tahor. And this one says, I was captured Enem Tahor. They're not believed. But if they testify for one another, they are believed. Rashi explains that the Rabbanim were lenient for a captive woman to believe one witness, and even a woman, that the captive was not violated. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Gimel, and our standard Siman is Kugelach, which is the game that children play. It's similar to Jack's. So here goes. The courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbor's Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, who upon their return testified that the other one was Tahor and not violated. Once again, in slow motion. The courtyard Kugelach competition. Kugelach? That must be more Daf Chaf Gimel. The courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, which reminds us, the Rav Ashi explained the difference between the two cases of two sets of Eidim with contradictory Eidas, whether a woman was Mekudeshes or a woman was divorced, is when the witnesses say, Re'inuha Sheniskadsha, we saw her become Mekudeshes, and the second set they did not. The cases where the woman and witnesses live in the same chatzar. One might have thought that if she was Mekudeshes, Kala Esli Lamilsa, that there would have been a call amongst the neighbors and it would be known. The Brice is coming to teach the Amte Inchi to Mekadeshim Betzina, that people sometimes Mekadesh privately and it's not known. Therefore, she must leave the second husband. But in the second case regarding divorce, one might have thought that if the woman was divorced, Kala Esli Lamilsa, it is something that would be publicized and well known to the neighbors. Therefore, the Brice is coming to teach that people do divorce privately, and if she marries, she does not have to leave the second husband. So the courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, which reminds us of the incident when Shmuel's daughters were taken captive. So the courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, who upon their return testified that the other one was Tahor and not violated. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if two women were captured by Nachrim, and Rashi explains that there were Eidim, and each one said, Nishbesi Utohorani, I was captured and impure, they're not believed. But if they testify for one another, they are believed. Rashi explains that the Rabbanim were lenient for a captive woman to believe one witness, and even a woman, that the captive was not violated. So once again, the courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, who upon their return testified that the other one was Tahor and not violated. All right, now it's time for four Blabat Chazarot. Daf Yud Tes. So the symbol for Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The famous detective who came on board the yacht, that must be more on Daf Yud Tes. The famous detective who came on board the yacht to figure out if the borrower, or lender, or Eidim shouted the words, Shtar Aman Huzeh, which reminds us, if you'd have said in the name of Rav, Ha'omer Shtar Aman Huzeh, Eino Ne'aman. If one says concerning a loan document, this is a document written on trust, he's not believed. Rashi explains that the loan never took place. Rather, the borrower wrote it and gave it to the lender in anticipation of the loan and trusted that the lender would not try to collect payment unless the loan occurred, but then the lender broke his trust. The Gemara seeks to clarify who said it was a shtar amana. Was it the lova, the malva, or the eidim? So the famous detective who came on board the yacht to figure out if the borrower, lender, or eidim shouted the words shtar amana huzeh and had the cabin searched for shtar amanas, paruas, and pasim, which reminds us of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, asur lo adam shiyasha shtar parua betok beso. It's asur for a person referring to a lender to keep a paid-up loan document in his house. As the pasuk says, al tashken boholech ba'avla. Let not injustice dwell in your tent. So the famous detective who came on board the yacht to figure out if the borrower, lender, or eidim shouted the words, Shtar Amanu Huzeh, and had the cabin searched for Shtar Amanu's Peruas and Pasim, was in for a big surprise when two men claimed he coerced someone to sell him his magnifying glass, and although they signed the Shtar, declared, Moda Hayu Devarenu, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, eidim who signed a loan document and later said, Modahayu devarenu, our words of testimony were preceded by a notification of non-intent by the owner, they're not believed. Here, though, Adim testify that before they signed, the seller indicated he was being coerced to sell and did not want the sale to be effective. They signed to help save the seller from the situation. They're not believed because their later testimony cannot invalidate the signed document held by the lender. Marba Rav Ashi said, in the case of the Modah, they are believed. This is because they are permitted to sign such a document to rescue the seller from the buyer's threats. Daf Chaf. So the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Basin Cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. at the Basin Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their Xub was recently used to authenticate signatures, which reminds us, we do not certify a star except from a document that was challenged in Basin and was upheld. Those from Nahar Daz said that when there is no certified document, we may certify a star only from two Xubas, meaning the Adim had signed two previous Xubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields, provided that their owners harvested from them for 3 years peacefully without any challenges. So at the Basin Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their Xubas were recently used to authenticate signatures, sat a nervous witness reviewing his testimony notes, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, Kosev Adam Edusa al Hashtar made Aleha Afil Achar Kamashanim. A person may write his testimony on a document and testify orally from it even many years later. Rav Huna said this applies only where he remembers the testimony on his own. Rashi explains that he remembers in general on his own and only uses the notes to fill in the details. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afo pisha ein zochra me'atzmo. He may testify on even if he does not remember the testimony on his own. So at the Beis Din Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their Xubas were recently used to authenticate signatures, sat a nervous witness reviewing his testimony notes, while his elderly waiter bragged that he could easily remember what happened over 60 years ago. Which reminds us, when Rav Chissa suggests that we can learn from Rav Meir that Edus is remembered for up to 60 years, such as in the case of the tumah status of old mounds outside the Pather city, the Gemara rejects it, saying that in the case of the mound, since it was not incumbent on one person to remember, we suspect people forget after 60 years. But in the case of Edus, since it's incumbent on the aid, he can remember it even after 60 years. Daf Chafav, so the Simmer Daf Chafav is a car pronounced Ka by people from Boston. So here goes. When the surviving witness drove his car, Ka, that must be more on Daf Chav Aleph. When the surviving witness drove his car and tossed the clay shard with his signature on it towards Beis Din, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Shnama Kosumim al Shtar Umeis Echomehem. If two people sign on a shtar and one of them died, we need two people from the Shuk to testify about a signature, and the surviving witness cannot be one of them. If there's only one aid who recognizes the signature of the deceased, Abai said, Lichtov Chasimas Yedeh al Chaspa, let the surviving aid write his signature on a shard and throw it into Basin, and Basin will verify his signature on the shard so that he will not have to testify about his own signature. Then he and the other person from the Shuk can testify about the other signature on the shtar, for he will be providing only one half of the testimony needed. The Gemara clarifies that he should not write his signature on a scroll, for perhaps a dishonest person will find it and write on it, above the signature, that the person owes him an amount of money. So, when the surviving witness drove his ka and tossed the clay shard with the signature on it towards Beis Din, it flew right between an aid and a dayan, who cannot be mitzarev, which reminds us, an aid and a dayan cannot be mitzarev, since the aid, according to the Chachamim, is testifying about the amount of money in the shtar, and the dayan is testifying about its certification. So when the surviving witness drove his ka and tossed the clay shard with his signature on it towards Beis Din, it flew right between an aid and a dayan, who cannot be mitzarev, and landed in front of two dayanim who were testifying before a third dayan that they recognized his signatures on a shtar, which reminds us, the Gemara revises one of Rav Huna's rulings to teach that if two of the three dayanim recognize the signatures on a shtar before they write the certification, mi'idim b'fanav v'chosam, they may testify before the remaining dayan about the signatures and then sign the certification afterwards. The Gemara infers from here, aid nasa dayan, that a witness may become a judge in the case where he testified. This does not apply with aid as a chodesh, which is a deraisa, but does apply with kiyum ha-shtaros, the rabban, certification of shtaros, which is a deraban. Dav chav beis, so the simmer dav chav beis is a cab. So here goes. The father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab. A cab? That must be more in Daf Chabez. The father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, which reminds us, the pasuk of Ezbiti Nesati L'ish Hazeh is needed for what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Manayin L'av Shneman L'asur Ezbito Min HaTorah, from where in the Torah is it derived that a father is believed to forbid his daughter to all men by declaring that she's a married woman? The pasuk states, Ezbiti Nesati L'ish, my daughter have given to this man as a wife. So the father was taking his young choshev, a beautiful daughter, in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, and was proud when she told the cab driver she was already mekudeshes when she wasn't, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. If a woman said, I'm married, and then went back and said, I'm unmarried, she's believed that she is unmarried, even though her second statement contradicts her first one. Rabba Rav Huna said the brisa is discussing a case where she gave an amala, a reasonable explanation for her first words, an incident is related in a brisa. Vaisa with a prominent woman who was very beautiful, and many men jumped to try to be Mekadeshah, and she would say to them, I'm Mekadeshah. Later she became Mekadeshah, and when the Rabban asked her how she could become Mekadeshah to a different man, she explained that she would say she was Mekadeshah to men who were not appropriate for her, so they wouldn't bother her. So the father was taking his young chashuv and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, and was proud when she told the cab driver she was already Mekadeshah, when she wasn't. Got frustrated when the cab got stuck between two Edim contradicting each other about whether a woman's husband died and another two about whether a woman was divorced. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if two Edim said that a man died and two other Edim said he did not die, his wife may not marry another man, but if she did, she doesn't have to leave him. But if two witnesses say a woman is divorced and another two women say that she's not divorced, she may not marry another man, and if she did, she must leave him. The Gemara explains why Rabbi Yochanan allows her to stay married when the issue is her husband's death, yet requires her to leave when the issue is divorce, and brings three explanations. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do you want about the incident of Shmuel's two daughters who were taken captive? That's on daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 2, which daf do you want that an aide can remember his aides for longer than 60 years? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you want that if one aide dies, then the second aide should write his signature on a shard for Beis Din to certify, and then he'll testify with another aide on the deceased's signature? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you want that people sometimes get mekudeshes or divorce privately, and the residents in the chatzar will not know? That's on daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which of the women that a woman can say she's Mekudeshes when she isn't, in order that certain men don't bother her? That's on daf Chaf Beis. Good. Number 6. Which of the women that when two captive women testify that the other one is Tahar, they're believed, and this is a kula the Rabbanim made for captives? That's on daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which of the women if two Dayanim recognize the signatures on the shtar, they may testify before the third Dayan and then certify the shtar? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which of the women that when there's no certified document, we may certify a shtar only from two ksubas, meaning the witnesses had signed two previous ksubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 9. Which of the women that hinuma is either a canopy of hadasim or a veil where the kala sometimes dozes? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. And number 10, which doth anyone that an aid and a dayan cannot be mitzarev, since the aid is testifying about the amount in the shtar and the dayan is testifying about its certification? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.